are very pleased at this time to be joined by the commissioner, Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred. Rob, thank you so much for doing this morning.
Hey, Jeff, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. I'm looking forward to the start of regular season baseball. I think a lot of people in this city are. Hey Rob, I wanted to ask you, with the Blue Jays going to Montreal for a couple of exhibition games, and I think they're expecting close to 75 or 80,000 people there, and the Rays, Tampa Bay Rays, pursuit of a new stadium, hitting kind of a roadblock on Monday, I got to ask you the obligatory Montreal baseball question out of the gate. Are you open to return to that city? And more to the point, I found it interesting that in a published interview yesterday, you suggested you more or less need to see a firm commitment to a stadium, not necessarily shovels in the ground. I found that interesting.
Well, let me take various pieces. Let's leave the Rays situation
sure.
to one side, because it really is an independent variable, and I haven't even had a chance to talk to Stu this morning about the latest development, Stu Sternberg. With respect to Montreal, look, I think it's good for baseball to have cities that want to have a major league team. The fact that there once was a club in Montreal, I don't see as any sort of an impediment to a club relocating, or in the event that we ever get to expansion, Montreal being considered as an expansion candidate. I mean, we have a long history of replacing teams that have been lost. It, you know, happened in Washington, happened in Milwaukee. I mean, it's happened a variety of places. And with respect to positioning itself, given how significant the stadium issue was when the Expos left, I think that it would not be unreasonable for baseball to want to see a very firm plan as to how a major league quality facility could be built, how it was going to be financed, a plan that people had committed to. But I don't necessarily think it's fair to think that a city's going to go out and build a facility without some sort of commitment that there's going to be a team there. So I'm trying to take a reasonable position, Jeff, is the way I characterize it, okay?
It sounds reasonable to me. Rob Manfred is Commissioner of Major League Baseball. He joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Rob, local TV revenues, new stadiums, and quite frankly, kind of a lucky run of some pretty strong big market teams. Those are the things that kind of grew this game in the past 15 years or so, along, of course, with labor peace. Where do you think future revenue growth and future growth is going to come from?
When I think about the future, I always start with competitive balance. I think over the long haul, the key to the growth of the game is competitive balance in all our 30 markets. Remember, some of our biggest upside really is in our smaller markets, mm-hmm. and the key to grasping that upside is making sure that those markets can compete. I think you saw last fall, what a small market team like Kansas City can do for us when it gets on a run. I mean, I think people really were captivated by the prospect of Kansas City's run, and I think it's a great example of how the game can grow.
Commissioner, there's been a lot of talk about pace of play, obviously, and how much of the experimentation we're seeing and dialogue we're hearing is aimed at sending a message to players and umpires. You know, in other words, hey guys, speed the game up in your own by adhering to the rules, or we'll do it for you by instituting pitch clocks and the like.
Well, I'm not a one to send do this or else sort of messages. I have been out talking to the players, and I prefer the message that pace of game is an issue that came from the bottom up. That is, our fans were talking to our clubs, and our clubs were talking to us about the pace of game issue. And I, kind of prefer the positive approach that it's important for the commissioner's office, the owners, the clubs, and the players to be responsive to what fans want to see in the game. So I go at it from a little more positive direction.
Conversation with Rob Manfred, Commissioner of Major League Baseball. Rob, how concerned are you about the impact of the falling Canadian dollar and the Blue Jays? And has there been any suggestion of revisiting the Canadian Equalization Fund that Bud Selig had? I'm going to describe it as Canadian Equalization Fund. Forgive me, I don't know what the official title was. But has there been any any talk of reinstituting that?
We have not had conversations with the Blue Jays about the currency situation. You know, the commissioner used his discretionary fund for a number of years to try to alleviate the burden created by a weak Canadian dollar. You know, obviously that's a topic that I would be open to discussing, but frankly, it's not become an issue so far.
And speaking of the Blue Jays, a couple of questions. What's your relationship like with Paul Beeston? And I've got to ask you, since it's been, I think, 24 years since Toronto hosted an All-Star game, when can we expect to see the game return to the Rogers Centre? And I mean, I'll ask you, I'll be blunt, Rob, do the Blue Jays need to overhaul the place, including putting in a grass field, to make that All-Star game happen?
Well, you got a couple there. Let me try them one at a time. You know,
sure.
I came to work for Major League Baseball when Paul was the president, largely because he was here. We've been friends a long time. I respect his right to have different opinions than I do on everything, including me. And, you know, we're friends and we'll remain friends, and colleagues. You know, we've always worked well together. In terms of an All-Star game, look, it is a very competitive All-Star game environment right now. We have lots and lots of teams that are interested in having a game, that largely due to the fact that we've made it into such a great event. And, you know, who gets a game is really a product of who submits the most competitive bid for the game. I don't think for example, whether you're on artificial turf or grass, given that it's only one game, would be a huge factor in that decision-making process.
So when you talk about competitive bids, what would differentiate bids?
Oh, it's really business issues, the availability of, you know, adequate convention space for the fan fest, availability of hotel rooms, support from the local community in terms of volunteers, those sorts of issues.
What's the state of labor relations in the game right now, Rob? And how different are they from when you came into the game? And are there any flashpoints we should be concerned about as we approach the next round of negotiations, which I believe are the end of this season?
And no, it's the end of the 16th.
Sorry, 16. Correct. Yeah,
we have 15 and 16.
Okay.
excuse me. Look, our labor relations has been transformed since, I came here in 1998. I mean, we still had the hangover of the 94 strike. It was an entirely different leadership at that point in time. As a matter of fact, we're now in our second iteration. Since that time. And I think there's been a massive improvement in the quality of our labor relations. Every collective bargaining round, is a risk. But I think we have the kind of relationship with the MLBPA that we'll be able to address the issues in the game and keep the game on the field for the benefit of the fans.
Commissioner, it was great of you to join us today. Thanks so much.
All right. It's always a pleasure talking to you, and I bet you I talk to you again before too long.
Okay? I think that'll happen. Take care, Rob.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.